Hey everybody, welcome back to Concierge Confidential. I'm your host, Brian Ortega, and on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about fashion. Well, for the most part, as much fashion as I can talk about, but the most important thing I'm going to talk about this week is it's getting warmer out. How do you wear clothes or pack your bags to come to Las Vegas, but you also want to go out and have a nice dinner as well? Well, I'm here to help you out. So I'm going to be going through some of the things and the essentials you need to bring, even if it's going to be 115 degrees outside, and what you need to wear to get into the nicest places here in Las Vegas. So stay tuned, and I'll help you pack your bags for Vegas in the summer. All right, everybody, so let's go ahead and dive into it. So I'm going to help you dress for success here in Las Vegas for summertime. We've actually had really great weather the past couple weeks because it's March, and March is essentially April. April is one of the best months of the year to travel to Las Vegas just because we have a lot of events going on in terms of sports. We also have beautiful weather outside where it's been in the 70s and 80s. It's supposed to be heating up rather soon, but the biggest problem people have is when it starts getting warmer, they just start wanting to throw shorts on everywhere, and we just can't do this. So I really want to help you figure out what you need to bring to Las Vegas for the summertime. This is male and female, but mostly for the guys out there, this is very, very important for you to listen to because most women know what to bring to Las Vegas. So hopefully this is more of a thing for guys, but ladies, I do have a couple of things I want to let you know of before you visit Las Vegas as well. So let's jump into it. So what are the things you need to bring to Las Vegas during the summertime or even the spring? Obviously, shorts are definitely a must when you come to Vegas. This one is usually what people don't have problems bringing, but I kind of want to sort of amend the shorts thing. So some people love cargo shorts, which are great for walking around. I totally get it. Lots of pockets, lots of utility. Well, Vegas, we want to do both because I know sometimes, and my brother is at fault for this, my middle brother, where he just goes out in joggers at 1 o'clock and Bob's your uncle, it's 6 o'clock, and you don't want to go back and change. But now you can't get into anything after 6 o'clock. So shorts are fine. Bring shorts, but definitely bring golf-style shorts or resort-style shorts. Those are essentially going to be where you can wear them anywhere, and they're a little bit they're much, much classier than cargo shorts. So resort shorts typically go just about at the knee, if not a little bit higher. They typically only have 4 pockets, so that's 2 pockets in the front, 2 pockets at the back. Many people know these as golf shorts, so these are typically shorts you can buy from like Dick's or any of your golf outlet stores, and you can wear around. Again, resort casual or resort shorts is also what they're known as well. You could pair this with maybe like a nice V t-shirt. And again, you want these t-shirts, if you are going to go with the t-shirt route, typically, again, this goes back to be who can afford to be. If you're in shape, you could pull off a white t-shirt. Perfectly fine. I recommend anybody who does not look like Vin Diesel in a white t-shirt, go with any other color. Go with a red, go with a maroon, go with a navy blue. Black is always a very safe color to be able to wear anywhere in the evening or the daytime. But typically, shirt's cool. Just collared shirt's fine. Just make sure it's nicely fitted shirt. It's not too loose. And again, if you are like a bigger guy, you definitely want to accessorize if you're going to be wearing just a t-shirt, because then again, it just always looks a little bit sloppier on, you know, bigger guys. Again, this is me saying it as, you know, a bigger guy as well. I'm not Vin Diesel. You really need to learn how to accessorize your outfits if you're just going to go simple. Because if you're going to go simple, you definitely have to accentuate other parts of your outfit. So, resort shorts are definitely a better alternative than cargo shorts walking around in Las Vegas. Bring a polo. I would always say if you don't like dressing up, like going to dinner and such, bring a nice polo or collared shirt that will basically cover anything you want to get into in Las Vegas. You can pull off with a polo shirt, which means if you want to wear resort shorts, just hopefully you make them match. That's always nice. But you can wear resort shorts with a nice collared shirt, button down, whatever you want. You can typically get into most places at that, at the bare minimum. Any place you can get in that way. Another thing, and I always hate hearing this. This is sort of, we're going to wrap up our sort of look for right now. One, I hate flip-flops to start. But if you need to bring flip-flops, it's cool. There's pools. I get it. Do not bring flip-flops as your only mode of shoes, gentlemen. They don't look good. You can't wear them into most restaurants inside of the hotel, unless it's, you know, like lunchtime. But most places will not allow you to do dinner in flip. Actually, I know it. Most places will not allow you to do dinner in flip-flops. It is definitely no-go. Most places will say no beachwear, which sandals fall under beachwear for men. Ladies, you are different. But for men, this is one of my biggest things. Bring at least 2 to 3 types of shoes to Las Vegas. Why do I say 3? Because one of them was those flip-flops, which if you don't need to bring those, even better. But bring something to walk in the daytime, something comfortable that you can walk in the daytime, and bring 1 pair of dress shoes for God's sake. I hate when I get people that come up to me at the concierge desk and say, hey, I have to go buy shoes because I didn't know we were going to need this. This is your warning to everybody visiting Las Vegas to bring dress shoes. It is my biggest pet peeve to everybody. I usually recommend you bring like a nice pair of brown shoes because then you can wear them with jeans and then you can still be comfortable. But that's just me. But usually the items I tell you to bring, dress shoes. At least 1 pair of nice dress shoes or nice like Chelsea boots. Chelsea boots are a great alternative to wearing actual like Oxford shoes or dress shoes, because they actually style very well with jeans. They can style very well with slacks. Chelsea boots, which are basically like half like boots, are very good to wear and very stylish for most occasions. And again, you have to wear those with pants. So moving on to my next thing. So resort shorts is the biggest thing because I know people like to be comfortable. Gentlemen, I would say bring at least 1 pair of slacks or jeans. I would say bring both, bring a pair of jeans, and bring a pair of nice slacks. Because if you could bring slacks, you can get into anywhere for the most part. And jeans, as long as they're nicely fitted jeans, can also get you in most places as well. If you just pair up your Chelsea boots or your dress shoes with some very, very nice fitting jeans with a polo, that is the absolute bare minimum that you can get in almost anywhere in Las Vegas. When we get to nightclubs, it's very, very different. But for restaurants, for lounges, which is the biggest one, lounges and restaurants, they typically want you to be at least wearing jeans, slacks, or resort casual shorts. Those are like the 3 basic items that you can bring to Las Vegas. So basically, 3 types of bottoms. We have the shorts, the jeans, the dress slacks. And of course, you bring trunks. You have to bring trunks. If you're really resourceful, your board shorts can also double as resort casual shorts. But definitely bring trunks for you gentlemen out there. And of course, bring your beachwear. You can obviously bring a tank, of course. You can wear just a regular t-shirt, whatever you want, to the pool. Pools don't really have the strictest dress codes, especially if it's just a regular resort pool. So that is basically 4 items you have to bring for the bottoms. So we need the shorts, board shorts or trunks, jeans or slacks. If you are somebody who really is very stylish, and typically people who are Jordan wearers can be, you can't just wear any Jordans to Las Vegas. I would say Jordans, Dunks, it definitely depends on the color. We typically, this is just sort of a style thing that I've sort of noticed over the years, typically places are okay with you wearing primarily white Jordans. So any other color, typically not red, but or blue. Typically, you want to wear shoes, and I do this all the time now. This is very, very common. You don't have to wear like a suit and tie anymore to Las Vegas. So for those of you guys out there that want to be stylish but don't like wearing suits and ties, but you want to go to a nice dinner with your wife, girlfriend, partner, whatever, you can dress it down a bit, but I would say it's very good to dress complimentary to your date. I usually don't wear Jordans like out on dates, especially if it's to the strip, just because I want us all to be like comfortable. And I like to dress up with the date or the person that I'm with. But either way, lighter colored Jordans or Dunks tend to look better inside of a casino, whether you're on carpet, going into the restaurant. That's always the biggest thing, is just getting into the restaurant. So I recommend don't wear dark colored Jordans, so like black colored Jordans. I mean, unless they're like patent leather or whatever, but typically not black colored, black primary color Jordans or Dunks. But like, for example, I've worn black slacks with Dunks or Jordans. I usually wear low Jordans. I know a lot of people wear highs or mids with slacks. And it actually doesn't look too bad. I actually really like that look. It's very comfortable. I'll wear a black shirt and I usually have a bomber, which brings me to my next point. If you do not want to wear an actual like dinner jacket or like a blazer, essentially, bomber jackets work great. Bomber jackets with just a regular t-shirt is very, very in. You can basically get into any place in Las Vegas, with the exception of like two places, wearing this combination of a bomber jacket, a nice little like solid black t-shirt. You can get it anywhere. So if you are somebody who has access to like a nice bomber jacket of some sort, highly recommend wearing that out. I would definitely bring one of those just in case you want to go out on a night in the town and still look stylish, but don't want to bring the whole blazer situation. There are a few places that you can essentially wear blazers everywhere in Las Vegas. They're really coming back. I feel like it definitely looks very, you know, much more businessy, but it makes you feel like you're in like the Rat Pack if you're wearing these items. So I highly recommend doing it. But again, that's a big deal. People don't really wear ties anymore, but if you want to, good luck, or have fun. I love wearing ties. But just know that if you are wearing a tie, it is about an 80% chance that someone will ask you where the taxis are. That always happens. But again, this is just for the guys out there. These are the items you need to bring. You need to bring trunks, need to bring shorts, need to bring slacks, need to bring jeans. I think those are the items you have to bring. Don't be the person that says, I didn't bring pants. Bring pants. You need pants to get into the nightclubs. You need pants to get into any nightclub in Las Vegas, primarily slacks or jeans. Those are the pants you have to bring. People also really like bringing chinos. Chinos are very, very good like during the daytime. And chinos are actually great if you want to go from day to night. So if you're going to be out in the daytime, let's just say around 1 o'clock, and then you end up like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, ready for dinner time. Chinos work really, really great for both. And I highly recommend doing that. I would say always, once we get past, let's just say 1:30, dress as if you're not going to be going back to the hotel room. Just because at that point, you might be out somewhere, you might be doing something, and you don't want to double back to your hotel room. So if it's after 1 o'clock, dress sort of like a hybrid of daytime and nighttime outfit choices. Ladies, you are much better dressers than we are, so I can't judge to you. But I just use my brother as an example, is that like we want to go to these places, but then he's wearing joggers and we can't really get in a lot of places with joggers. It's very, very difficult. So just keep that in mind. So let's get to you. Actually, before we get to the ladies, if you are going to be coming to Vegas and doing a day club, day clubs tend to require you, gentlemen, to wear trunks or swimwear, obviously. Also, tank tops, t-shirts, totally fine. Typically, you cannot wear jerseys, so do not use a jersey as like an overshirt if you are going to a nightclub or a day club or a restaurant or a nice lounge. Jerseys overall will not get you anywhere. Also, graphic tees, not big inside of a lot of the lounges in Las Vegas. They do not like you wearing graphic tees. Don't ask me why. It's just a thing. Just go with it. So that's another one. I know I'm like sort of heading out a lot of rules, but essentially there's just things that you need to bring. You just really need to bring these things. Bring a hat. Always very good to have a hat, especially if you're going to the pool, because it gets very, very hot and not all places are guaranteed a place with shade. Bring sunglasses. A nice pair of sunglasses goes a very long way. Very, very helpful. Deodorant, always really important for gentlemen because it gets extremely hot here. It does get, you know, extremely dry. And yes, BO happens. So just make sure to bring deodorant, which I know is something that we always forget as guys. But bring deodorant, very important. But I've essentially gone over all the things. I mean, as your tops go, I kind of outlined it. If it has a button on it, if it's a button down, a collar, you're good. So let's move to the ladies. Typically, this is not as big a problem for you, but most of the time it comes down to the footwear, which I know is very, very important. You'll have a better idea of what items you need to bring, but one of the items you should definitely always bring, well, two items, walking around shoes, very comfortable walking around shoes, like tennis shoes, not just sandals, because a lot of people come to Vegas and all they want to wear is their sandals and then their feet hurt because, you know, you've been walking in those all day. Bring at least a pair of walking shoes, tennis shoes, whatever you want to call them. If they're not your primary way of walking around, just have them as a backup just in case your feet start hurting from wearing sandals or flip-flops throughout the day. So that's one thing. I would also make sure to bring at least one pair of wearable heels. One pair of heels goes a very long way. With heels, those are most important for getting into nightclubs. So if you are planning on going to a nightclub or possibly a lounge, heels can go a very long way. So just keep that in mind. I've seen people wear jeans with like a regular just sort of tank top on, you know, on top, and then heels, and then boom, you can get it anywhere. So heels and good walking shoes, if not to wear every day, but to walk if your feet start hurting. And of course, you know what to bring for the rest of your feet options in terms of sandals, flip-flops, whatever you want. Just make sure you bring at least those two things. Typically, bottom, all these things are going to depend on what your body types are, ladies. I have no idea. I would definitely say bring at least one dress, at least one like cocktail dress to go out to a restaurant or go out to a nightclub in, just in case, you know, your boyfriend or your husband or your partner surprises you. You definitely want to have at least one dress on the ready to be able to throw on at a moment's notice. If you're not a dress wearer, one pair of slacks with a nice top goes a very long way. So for ladies, it's much, much easier, I think, for you because you typically have a better fashion sense than the gentleman out there. That's what I would recommend. Definitely bring a big hat. I mean, any type of hat is fine, especially if you're going to the pool, but sunglasses are a must. Must do the sunglasses. It is very, very important. Other options or other things to note, this is actually for the gentleman as well. Make sure to bring shaving kits, especially if you didn't take care of any like grooming stuff before you came to town, because we typically don't have razors in every single hotel room, and if you do, they're dispensable and they're never very good, and it takes forever for them to get to your room. So try to bring those or have that everything done before you come to town. But gentlemen, I would bring at least one razor just in case, you know, you get some extra stubble if you've been here for a couple of days. I would also say, ladies, bring a bikini or any swimwear in general, whatever you're most comfortable in, just because our swimwear tends to be very expensive in Las Vegas, gentlemen as well, so you don't want to be caught here without anything to swim in. But always bring, I would say, a light jacket is very, very important because you can wear it a lot of places. Sometimes it gets very, very windy here. For gentlemen and ladies, definitely bring some sort of light jacket, especially if you're going to be going on tours or anything like that. You want to be ready for almost anything. It's very, very important. So let's see. I think we covered most of it. A bag. That's always important. Bring a big bag. Like a tote is always important because you might be out in town doing stuff. But overall, I think we've done a good job of covering what you need to bring for Las Vegas. I've really hammered away the point that just because it is summertime doesn't mean that we allow you just to walk around everywhere like that. A couple places that do require you to dress up. Anything around the Las Vegas Strip, and again, I always say these things, and then I go to like Mayfair or I go to Bellagio Prime, and you see people in shorts and t-shirts and bullshit. It's just, I'm trying to help you guys as much as possible so you don't look like these people. But again, money talks a lot of different ways in this town. But hopefully this was helpful on some of the things you needed to bring to town. I always know that's very difficult, but hopefully this was a good outline of some of the essentials you must bring to Vegas to make sure that your evening is a success. Couple things, actually, before we leave. If you forget any of these items and you want to refer back to this podcast, really good places to buy any of these items. One of them would be the Fashion Show Mall that is on the north end of the strip across from the Wynn and the Encore. It is a standard mall. Well, it's a very big mall, but they do have a Dillard's. They have a Forever 21. They have a Macy's for men and women. Both are both two stories. They have a Dick's Sporting Goods that has clothes as well, but these are all places where you're able to get any last minute items you may have left in back where you're from, but you need to get something quickly. So Fashion Show Mall is great. Would also recommend the Miracle Mile Shops. This is when you'll find the most normally priced clothing on the Las Vegas Strip. Unless you just came to town to go to, the Forum Shops and shop at Balenciaga, good for you. That's your thing. But anyways, this podcast was a summer outfit preview for your next trip, but hopefully it was helpful and informative for the next time you come to Las Vegas. So again, follow me on all my social channels, concierge_confidential_LV, or me directly, Brian_Ortega26. You can also follow us on TikTok, which is @KeysToVegas. And of course, you can follow us on TikTok as well, which is @KeysToVegas as well. So look at that. Twitter, TikTok, same thing. But if you see me out in town, make sure to come up and say hello. And when you do, remember, keep it confidential.